In bed with Courtney. I'm in Courtney's bed. Lewis is in Atlanta. Courtney shivers, presses against me, relaxes. I roll off her onto my back, landing on something hard and covered with fur. I reach under myself to find a stuffed black cat with blue jewels for eyes that I think I spotted at FAO Schwartz when I was doing some early Christmas shopping. I'm at a loss as to what to say, so I stammer, "Tiffany lamps are making a comeback." I can barely see her face in the darkness, but hear the sigh, painful and low, the sound of a prescription bottle snapping open, her body shifting in the bed. I drop the cat on the floor, get up, take a shower. On the Patty Winter show this morning, the topic was beautiful teenage lesbians, which I found so erotic I had to stay home, miss a meeting, jerk off twice. Aimless, I spend an inordinate amount of the day at Sotheby's, bored and confused. Last night, dinner with Jeanette at deck chairs. She seemed tired and ordered little. We split a pizza that cost $90. After toweling my hair dry, I put on a Ralph Lauren robe and walk back into the bedroom, start to dress. Courtney is smoking a cigarette, watching Late Night with David Letterman, the sound turned down low. "Will you call me before Thanksgiving?" she asks. "Maybe." I button up the front of my shirt, wondering why I even came here in the first place. "What are you doing?" she asks, speaking slowly. My response is predictably cool. "Dinner at the River Cafe. Afterwards, O-Bar, maybe."
"That's nice," she murmurs.
"You and Lewis?" I ask.
"We were supposed to have dinner at Tad and Mara's," she sighs, "but I don't think we're going to anymore."
"Why not?" I slip on my vest, black cashmere from Polo, thinking, I am really interested.
"Oh, you know how Lewis is with the Japanese,"
she starts, her eyes already glazed over. When she fails to continue, I ask, annoyed, "You're making sense. Go on."
"Lewis refused to play Trivial Pursuit at Tad and Mara's last Sunday because they have an Akita."
She takes a drag off her cigarette. "So, like..." I pause. "What happened?"
"We played at my place."
"I never knew you smoked," I say. She smiles sadly, but in a dumb way.
"You never noticed."
"Okay. I admit I'm embarrassed, but just a little." I move over to the Marleyan mirror that hangs above a sots-ass teakwood desk to make sure the knot in my Armani Paisley tie isn't crooked.
"Listen, Patrick," she says with effort. "Can we talk?"
"You look marvelous," I sigh, turning my head, offering an air kiss. "There's nothing to say. You're going to marry Lewis. Next week, no less."
"Isn't that special?"
she asks sarcastically, but not in a frustrated way.
"Read my lips," I say, turning back to the mirror. "You look marvelous." "Patrick?"
"Yes, Courtney."
"If I don't see you before Thanksgiving..."
She stops, confused.
"Have a nice one."
I look at her for a moment before replying tonelessly, "You too." She picks up the stuffed black cat, strokes its head. I step out of the door into the hallway, heading down it toward the kitchen.
"Patrick,"
she calls softly from her bedroom. I stop but don't turn around. "Yes?"
"Nothing."